All right. Well, thank you for the introduction, Dr. Dautre. Like you said, my name is Zach Lancaster. I'm from the University of Arkansas, and I'm glad to be here today because I'm able to present on a topic that I believe is a new technology in agriculture, and is a technology that may have vast implications on pesticide application in the future, and may have a large effect on one of our most troublesome topics, which is off-target movement of herbicides. And this leads me to my title of my presentation, which is Does See and Spray Technology Reduce Off-Target Movement of Dicamba? So a little background on dicamba drift. As we all know, we have a huge issue with off-target movement of dicamba in the Mid-South. Mainly this is due to conventional soybean being highly sensitive to dicamba. And especially in our area of the Mid-South, we have basically a checkerboard of different technologies planted with different crops. So it's very difficult for farmers to understand if they can apply these herbicides. In 2017, there was over 3.6 million acres of soybean injured by dicamba. And overall, this leads to very restrictive label requirements. And like I said, when we have that checkerboard of different technologies, with these restrictive label requirements, it can be very difficult for a farmer to make these applications. And although this is not a cotton area per se, but up in the upper Midwest, Dr. Bill Johnson at Purdue made a good quote saying that accounting for conditions that allowed equipment traffic in west central Indiana, they would only have 39 hours in the month of June with wind speeds between 3 and 10 miles per hour to make legal applications. So it's very difficult for farmers to make these applications and control their weed species. So how may see and spray technology help us reduce off-target movement of dicamba? And I'll go into a little background on see and spray technology. It is a technology developed by Blue River Technology. They are actually just recently acquired by John Deere Company. And it's based on machine learning and visual recognition to make individual applications to individual weed species within the field. And I'll go into a little bit more information on that and how it does that. So if you look at the back of a See and Spray spray rig, it's basically completely different than what you're used to with a conventional sprayer. So first, you'll see this box here. And that's basically the computer and the visual recognition system that's looking ahead of the sprayer, identifying weed species in front of it, and determining where it needs to make those individual applications. On the bottom, we have our different spray tips. And again, completely different than what we're used to. Where we see normal spray tips having a spray pattern, the See and Spray tips basically make a stream straight down, and it's more similar to an inkjet printer than it is a typical spray nozzle that we're used to. So how does machine learning work, and how does this work in identifying weed species? And a good way to put this is basically how Facebook recognizes your picture and attributes a tag to that. So I actually do not have Facebook myself, but my wife does. And since she posts a gratuitous amount of pictures online, Facebook has learned that this mug right here is Zach Lancaster. So whenever she posts pictures, and every you put your cursor above it, it says, "Is this Zach Lancaster?" Okay? That's basically how the See and Spray system works. As it's going through the field, it's bringing in data, and it's determining, is this a weed species that we must spray? So here's a small video of how this is working. This is the system moving through the field. It's analyzing weed species in front of it, and it's about to make those individual applications, as you can see. And here they have it colored with a dye so you can see that application. So how may this reduce off-target movement of herbicides? For one, we're using selective spray applications, which vastly reduce the amount of product applied per acre. And estimates of this reduction is a 95% reduction of herbicide applied per acre. And also, they're using proprietary nozzles that use large spray droplets and produce less fine particles. So this leads us to our overall hypothesis for this research, is that the use of See and Spray technology will reduce the off-target movement of dicamba. And our overall objective is to determine the effect of the See and Spray technology on off-target movement of dicamba. So I'd like to move into how we set up this research. And basically, we wanted to compare two different applications. We wanted to compare the See and Spray system versus a conventional open boom system applying labeled under the labeled recommendations for dicamba. So for one, our nozzles are different. We use the PLDA or the PLD 2.0 nozzles with the See and Spray system, compared to a TTI 11003, which would be a typical nozzle for applying dicamba. Our speeds were identical at 6 miles per hour. However, our boom height was different for these systems. The See and Spray system uses a much lower boom height, which we looked at 8 inches above the crop in this application, compared to a 24-inch boom height for the open boom conventional system. And also, our gallons per acre were slightly different, given that we had 30 GPA for the See and Spray and 20 for the open boom. And the reason for this difference is it's hard to adjust the output of the See and Spray system. Basically, you adjust it by speed moving through the field, and we could not line them up exactly the same. For both treatments, we looked at a herbicide treatment of Ingenia at 12.8 fluid ounces per acre, along with Roundup PowerMax at 22 ounces per acre. For experimental setup, it was conducted in August of 2018 at the Northeast Research and Extension Center in Kaiser, Arkansas. Herbicide applications were applied to Xtend Flex cotton with a sensitive soybean as a bioindicator around that cotton. And we took injury ratings at two perpendicular transects at set distances away from that Xtend Flex cotton that was applied. So to give you an idea of how this was set up, so on the bottom we have our two different application techniques. We have the See and Spray system compared to the open boom broadcast. And these applications were made simultaneous within the field. We actually had a guy flag the two systems, or it was actually me. I was out there flagging the two sprayers, and we moved across the field simultaneous. So we had similar environmental conditions at the time of application. For this application, we had a wind out of the southwest at 6.9 miles per hour. We really wanted a due west wind to better pick up this drift. But with the weather conditions that we had in the forecast, we really weren't going to be able to pick that up, so we decided to pull the trigger at a southwest wind. And here you can see that we have our 12 rows of cotton. That's the kind of shaded area that says See and Spray, and it was 300 feet long. And then we have our two different perpendicular transects at different distances. So for one, on the left, you can see I have feet away from the area as 12.6, 25.3, and et cetera at our different distances. And on the right, I have different distances listed. That's because I went in and I adjusted based on that wind angle what the true distance was to that rating area to kind of give you a better idea of movement of that dicamba. And that was the first application there. That was See and Spray, where we were using the system, applying individual applications. We also looked at a See and Spray system where we turned it on a broadcast applied, where we just used it as a broadcast application and compared that to the conventional open boom broadcast as well. And that was made just minutes afterwards. We had to kind of change a few settings in the system so we could make that application. And the wind was out of the same direction, but was at 8.7 miles per hour for those applications. Again, this is kind of looking at the treated area and how we had it set up. You can see those 12 rows of Xtend Flex cotton with our area of soybean around it. And the two lines on the back end, the white lines, show our perpendicular transects where we are rating injury. So for data collection and analysis, physical and volatility drift injury were rated at 14 and 35 days after treatment. Volatility drift was determined by covering plants during and 30 minutes after treatment at those different transect locations. And no formal analysis was conducted, and this is due to overall no variation within the treatments for the See and Spray system. And as I'll get into it, is because we saw overall very little off-target movement or injury to those soybeans from that system. So we couldn't really compare those two applications. So to move into the research, this is at 14 days after treatment. On our left, we have our See and Spray applications. And on our right, we have our open boom broadcast applications. The white line kind of declares where that application was actually made in those 12 rows. And the outside of the white line is actually our off-target movement. And although the map really doesn't line up, this is a Google Earth image, and it really wasn't up to date, but that entire field was filled in with soybean. So to move into the results from this experiment, for our See and Spray system, we saw 0.06 and 0.05 acres, respectively, of off-target damaged soybean from those applications. And when we compare this to our open boom broadcast, for the first application, we saw almost a half acre, or 0.44 acres of off-target movement. And we also saw a slightly higher, again, we had a little higher winds on the second application of 0.64 acres. Whenever you compare both of these systems, if I look at the See and Spray along with the See and Spray broadcast, which was that hood only, compared to both the open boom broadcast systems, we find that we have a 9.5-fold reduction in damaged area. And overall, we saw no signs of volatility drift. We believe this because of environmental conditions. We had high prolonged winds afterwards that really weren't conducive to volatility drift to occur. So this is the See and Spray. This is the edge row of that See and Spray system. This is our ExtendFlex cotton on the left. And as you can see, there is some dicamba injury on that edge row, but overall that's fairly light for having a dicamba-sensitive soybean right next to an application. And whenever you move over, this is basically the row middle over, this is rows 1 and 2, we have very little dicamba injury here, with just some slight tip curling from that dicamba. However, when you compare this to the open boom system, this is 10 rows away at the same timing, and you can see much higher levels of dicamba injury on that soybean. When we look at this in a graph, we have our percent control on the y-axis from 0 to 50%, our application equipment on the x-axis, and our different bars represent our different distances away from the applied area. For the See and Spray, we at all rating locations, we saw less than 1% injury from dicamba, whereas with the open boom system at that 16.5 feet, we were getting over 33% injury, and we continued to pick that up even up to 66 feet away from the applied area. And overall, you compare this to some research where Foster et al. In 2018 posted that hoods along reduced drift up to 60% with a TTI nozzle. And along with this, or with the See and Spray system, it's a hooded boom, okay? So we do have a hood aspect there. But we're getting much greater than 60% reduction in drift from the system. So there's also some impact from that nozzle, from that different boom height, and maybe with the hood as well, and the selective sprays that's reducing off-target movement of dicamba. Overall conclusions for this research, we find that See and Spray technology vastly reduced off-target movement of dicamba, and at similar distances, injury from dicamba was much lower with the See and Spray system. And no secondary mechanisms of off-target movement were observed in this experiment. An overall conclusion from this is that See and Spray can be effective for reducing dicamba drift. For future research, we want to determine the effect of See and Spray technology on off-target movement and evaluate See and Spray technology in replicated weed control experiments using different herbicide combinations and comparing the See and Spray nozzles to conventional nozzles. I'd like to thank some contributors to this research, the U of A Division of Agriculture, and Blue River Technology for allowing us to use their See and Spray system. And I'll leave you with a final slide showing that See and Spray kind of spray application on individual weeds and take some questions you might have at this time.
Questions for Zach?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, there he is. So the question was, what's the break even on this technology? You know, it's going to cost money to use, but we're using less herbicide using this. And honestly, I couldn't. It'd be speculative if I started to throw out a number for a break even. I mean, they're still developing this technology. It's leaps and bounds ahead of where it was just a few years ago, but it would be speculative at the time. Yes, sir. So that is another issue, trying to make that application kind of along with the cotton that's in there. And honestly, you know, we really did not look at weed control much with this experiment. We took some ratings, but it was vastly different with our densities because we were pretty large plots in different areas of the field. So I can tell you just based off previous research, it does pretty good. It picks it up. It depends on how big the crop is, how much coverage that crop has, but there's a lot of factors, but it's a very interesting system, honestly.
Okay, let's thank our speaker.
Thank you.